But right now I want to go to Washington, D.C., because we're going to go to Kathy Humburger. Kathy Humburger, who every other time has been on as a representative of Right to Life as an organization, and she is still representative of life and the rights thereof, but now has her own organization, ReProtection. Let's talk to her. Kathy, good afternoon to you.
I am so grateful that you included us today, Pat. It has been an exciting day for sure. And as we speak, I'm standing in front of the Supreme Court, and we're freezing.
I bet you are. I just bet you are. It's hard to find a whole lot of warmth in all those limestone buildings, too. It's like it takes the cold and it makes it even colder.
You're right.
Yeah. So, Kathy, today, what a very incredible day. And in fairness, scaled back a little bit because of coronavirus and all of that. Normally, when we would send a normal flow of teens from our high schools to the March for Life there in Washington, D.C., they'd be 4, 5, 6 buses deep, and that wasn't the case this time. But in though that the numbers are down, the excitement and the understanding of how important this is right up where it's always been.
You're exactly right, Pat. We're sorry that more students couldn't come, but hopefully next year we'll be at capacity again. This is a special point in history because, as I stand in front of the Supreme Court, the current justices could decide to overturn Roe and turn the decision about what to do about abortions back to the states. And this is a significant Supreme Court decision that should be handed down sometime in June. This is, in all my years of advocacy, Pat, I have never seen victory so close.
Yeah, literally, you could almost taste it. And we need to realize, too, what an overturn of Roe would look like. It does not then, at that end, slam shut every abortion anywhere on the planet. That's not what happens.
Right.
But everything in Indiana then falls back under the authority of the people in control of Indiana, which is fine with me because, you know, you and I, as cool as it is to go to Washington, D.C. and to stand on the Supreme Court, it's a whole lot easier to go to the State House, to stand before the Supreme Court of the state of Indiana, to go and to knock on the governor's door and to say, here in Indiana, abortion is not what we are. Let's put an end to this here and now. And I think, like dominoes, Kathy, if Roe v. Wade gets overturned, like dominoes, I think you'll see Indiana and Kentucky and Texas and Florida, and I think you'll see some states begin to fall. And, you know, activity breeds activity, and success breeds
Great.
Success. Once some states start falling, I think other ones will as well.
Well, that would certainly be our hope and our prayer. However, we know that some more liberal states are gearing up to
sure.
become the abortion centers where people and women can go to that may live in states where abortion is becomes illegal. But, Pat, we absolutely have the opportunity in this legislative session to take proactive action to make certain that on the day the Supreme Court hands down a decision, be that this time or the next case, abortion will be illegal in the state of Indiana. Several
yep.
other states have already passed that legislation, and we're working diligently with the legislators to make sure Indiana is prepared to save babies at the moment that we get that decision.
The Rally for Life began today there at the mall in Washington, D.C., began at noon. I know that Matthew West, one of the great Christian artist began a concert at about 11. I know that there were a lot of students there. This is the 49th annual March for Life. It is in fact the world's largest annual human rights demonstration ever, and it was held today. It started at noon, and so it ended at about what time, Kathy?
Well, the rally started at noon. The thousands and thousands of people that were assembled in the vicinity of the Washington Monument then proceeded up Constitution Avenue And it took a long time for all the people to make their way from the Washington Monument to the Supreme Court building. So after the rally ended, that's when the actual march began. And I would estimate that it took at least an hour and maybe more for everyone that was assembled to make that walk.
Wow. Yeah, even though because two things, because of weather and because of COVID, not the largest student representation we've ever had. But still, nothing to be shy of, and it was still, from all I could see from the aerial shots that I saw, it was still quite an event today.
Right. The highlight for me every year when I'm here, Pat, is to stand next to the Capitol building and turn around and watch the participants proceed up Constitution Avenue. And as far as you can see, people continue to come and come and come. I agree there were fewer this year because of the reasons that you stated, but the visual was as impressive as ever.
Yeah. I still think it's highly exciting to see you and your new fairly new organization and your new team and Right to Life that you've been partnered with for so long, and to see you guys still locking arms here and everybody is still rowing the boat in the same direction.
Absolutely.
And just so some people understand, relative to politics and legislations and things, we would see the difference on paper of Right to Life to reprotection. We would see those differences as what?
Well, the Right to Life organization, Right to Life of Northeast Indiana, of course, focuses on educating not only students but also adults. Advocating for legislation in the Indiana State House, a variety of activities that are both educational and focused on public policy. However, what we learned, and I know we talked many times, Pat, about the Klopfer situation.
Yes.
As that was unfolding. And what we learned during that period of time is that there are laws that are enacted and rules that are already on the books that are not being enforced. And strategizing to use those tools is what helped us in close down Klopfer and all the things that went along with that. So we were approached by some of the national pro-life leaders. They said, "How do you do that?" And I said, "Well, I'm not real sure, but let's talk about it." I just looked out my window and saw that Klopfer didn't have a wheelchair ramp and asked the question why. And what ultimately ended up is that the three abortion facilities that he operated were shut down. So we've taken that same strategy after we analyzed that there really was a strategy. And we're taking that to other states across the country because, Pat, it is horrendous how many pro-life laws are passed that are not enforced by those in positions of authority. So,
you know, and that's part of the problem, Kathy. Sometimes you hound your local legislators and your governors and all that, and they pass the right legislation. But it's like after they pass it, everybody cheers and everybody goes home and thinks, okay, that's that. If you don't have the enforcement layer put in there somewhere, The abortionists, they're not going to lay down and just say, okay, now that they passed that, let's make sure we don't do this ever again. That's not how this is going to work.
Absolutely. So your original question was, what is the difference between Right to Life and reprotection? And it's basically our focus with reprotection is to enforce the laws and call those in positions of authority to account. And oftentimes we have to put pressure, even here in the state of Indiana, on those that should be doing their job. So that's the difference. We have a narrower scope with reprotection, but we are arm in arm with Right to Life of Northeast Indiana and the other pro-life organizations. We're in this together. We're just standing on a different place on the battlefield that is a little bit cutting edge, and we're seeing significant successes. We just had a situation in New York where a Planned Parenthood did not open. They were planning to open a new facility, and they did not open because we were able to inform the inspectors and authorities about EPA regulations that they were not complying with. So those are the kinds of things that we're attempting to do, to look at the at the tools we have in the toolbox and make sure that we're using them. So,
I think it's really good that that's a recognition from your side. I think it's also great that it still is an ongoing recognition from the side of Right to Life. And I know last weekend was the weirdest retirement party I've ever seen because Right to Life of Northeast Indiana gave you a retirement party as such, which wasn't even really a retirement party at all. It was just a realization that you were changing hats and you were continuing on with the same fight.
Yeah, I really hate the retirement word because that's not where I see myself at all. I'm refocused and just focusing on a different place in the fight. But I'm hoping that people in the WOWO listening audience will join us next week when we'll be doing the March for Life in Fort Wayne,
yes,
as we have done for many years.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that too a little bit. Yep.
And I hope to be able to see many, many friends there.
Well, and you'll see the lovely Mrs. Miller and I, as we'll be there as always, and we look forward to seeing you, and of course Abigail and Zach and the people that are carrying on the same fight in the same office you did, and then it's almost like we're doubling up on the abortionists,
right,
now, which is fine by me.
Yep.
You know, we'll just use different ammunition and keep going at them. Kathy, thanks so much. I know it's cold. You need to get warm. Find a couple of Democrats, lay them down there on the steps and light them. And I'm going to get shot before the day's over. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get shot. So
we did have some opposition out here this afternoon. So.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Not in the slightest.
And Pat, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your support. Over the whole time that I've been involved in this, I have so much appreciated your willingness to give a voice to these innocent unborn boys and girls.
Well, and you and I know each other well enough to know it's nothing fabricated here. It is what it is, and just always glad to be able to be a part of it. Kathy, thank you so much for today.
You bet.
Podcasts by Federated Media.